looming clouds of violent potential that ride on raging winds through the Caucasus Mountains, across the cliffs of Moher, reaching the four corners of the globe. We saw this coming. The inevitable conflict between the undefeated Russian Khabib Nurmagomedov and the indomitable Irishman Conor McGregor. The world's two greatest warriors who both claim to be the one true champion. Supremacy is in dispute and must be settled.
Now I'm undefeated, undisputed UFC lightweight champion.
Hostility is building and can no longer be contained.
You're a phony, a fake.
What are you talking about? Your wrestling is zero.
You're dead when I get my hands on you, do you hear me?
I never
dead.
I'm gonna find you. Shots fired!
There is no calm before the storm. No peace until blood is drawn.
Shots fired!
The world is watching the coming of war.
Khabib Nurmagomedov mauls people. Oh my God! Slept him!
UFC 229, Khabib versus McGregor.
If one of us goes to war, we all go to war!
Shots fired!
It's official, there will be a UFC 229 press conference before fight week in October. The presser takes place in New York City at the iconic Radio City Music Hall. Yes. Khabib, Conor, and of course UFC President Dana White will all be in attendance.
Stand by, he's right here, stand by.
1 minute.
First question for Conor. What was the process to get you back in the octagon, and why was it this particular fight?
I came back for the love of this, and I am going to truly, truly love putting a bad, bad beating on this little glass jaw rat.
I'm come here for smash this guy. I think it's gonna be a long night for him.
Trust me, mate, I'm ready for a long night, and you're gonna be smoked October 6th.
I can see blue lips. Blue lips.
Motivation emerges from a darker place than usual for the undisputed lightweight champion of the world, the undefeated Khabib Nurmagomedov. Nobody to ever reach the pinnacle of MMA has held an unblemished record as extensive as Nurmagomedov's.
I am most dominant fighter in the world. You know, 26-0. How many fighters have right now in the world 26-0?
But the champion of MMA's deepest division captured its title not by defeating a reigning title holder. The belt was vacant and available after being laid dormant by Nurmagomedov's greatest rival. A man whose global fame transcends his accomplishments in the octagon. The notorious Conor McGregor is the sport's irrefutable top attraction. His rise was an epic journey from Irish welfare recipient to multiple-time world champion.
We always joke now, looking at the younger kids coming up. They're soft. They didn't come up like we came up. We came up raw. We came up with nothing, rough. Everyone else in the game, whether they like to admit it or not. What I've done, has brought this game to another level. I knew I'd get there. I knew I just needed one shot with the UFC. Just give me one damn shot and I'll take the whole thing down.
Mark over the top, looking to finish it here. This is why everyone's been talking about
Before McGregor achieved lightweight supremacy, he assembled one of the most dominant featherweight runs the sport has ever seen.
Dana, 60 G's, baby!
What's
Welcome
up,
to
man?
UFC, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, there's been a lot of hype. I guess the hype is real, man.
Yeah.
We got a big fight coming in Boston.
Yeah, sweet.
So, it'd be cool to bring you to Boston, too.
It's not just his physical capabilities that make this kid special. It's the things that he says.
He is mentally gifted. He says this UFC opportunity shows him the power of visualization and the power of an unshakable belief.
Each passing day on the roster saw his confidence soar to unprecedented heights.
I move differently. I think differently. My belief in my ability cannot be shaken. None of these guys have what I have.
Adversaries made feeble attempts at reserving emotion.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm number one. They'll realize pretty soon.
As McGregor converted mental warfare...
Big shots by McGregor!
...into brutal knockouts.
This is the beginning of the McGregor era.
I don't just pick the round. I describe what way I'm gonna do it.
When Dustin's head clatters off that canvas, it's gonna be a first round KO, mark my word.
I've been breaking records since I arrived.
I don't give a one bit.
I will use my movement to freeze him. And then I will take his head clean off.
Would you doubt me? You probably did. But would you doubt me now?
You know what's next. That world title is next.
I'll butcher you from the bottom. I'll get back up and I'll butcher you on the feet.
Back up. Chad can't stand in front of him like this.
I spoke of it.
The new interim UFC featherweight.
He captured the interim title during his pursuit of the great Jose Aldo. A legendary pound-for-pound great.
Give me that. Special in that.
Who boasted a 10-year unbeaten streak.
This guy is a dead man walking.
Tell him I'm coming.
Let's go a little bit closer. Don't touch him.
What you gonna do? You gonna
worry? I'm gonna break you.
People are always saying about the talk, and I talk, and I talk, and I talk, but guess what? I back it up.
UFC's first and only 145-pound champion put his belt on the line in Las Vegas, and McGregor would change the MMA world forever with one punch.
Oh my God! The first punch he threw slept him!
Nobody could deny the new featherweight king, even if McGregor's approach was not embraced by other top fighters.
Good luck. I'm going with the Cooper brothers. So, inshallah, good luck.
Watch this guy is funny for me, you know. He talk good. He know how to play with someone, like, you know, like, go inside his mind.
Thank you.
I want to stay humble. This is part of the tradition from Dagestan.
Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu gathered the companions. And he asked him, what shall we do?
Nurmagomedov is a devout Muslim whose conviction is never interrupted by a similar dedication to his fighting career.
If you don't follow your religion, your tradition, you have big problem with your family. You have to control what you're gonna say. You have to control what you do.
We need a solution.
Stay focused, stay relaxed. But when I go to the cage, I have to crush my opponents.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Who that I'm thinking that he frontin' on women. Get the off my stage, I'm the same man.
Welcome to America.
Where Muslim faith spares no room for violence.
Boom! Oh, man.
The Octagon provides a fitting outlet for the man who has always practiced what he preached.
With Conor, he talked about all his opponents. So my dream smash, you know, make him humble.
There's levels to it, you and I know, bitch, be humble.
That is absolutely nasty.
Be humble, bitch, sit down.
Over and over again.
Be humble, bitch, sit down.
Ragdoll in here.
Be humble.
Not only is Nurmagomedov always won.
And here's the big slam.
His fights have taken place on his terms.
One of the best grapplers in all of MMA. Who's got the style to handle this guy?
And he's long held high hopes for a bout with McGregor.
I want to make him tired, make him exhausted. Give him slap, give him punch, you know, give him elbow. And talk with him, a little bit to give masterclass about trash talking. It's going to be interesting, very interesting.
Sit down.
В родном для себя месте, месте, где я родился и вырос. Такое место, когда есть, оно очень успокаивает. Я думаю, многие люди согласятся со мной, что человек, где родился и вырос, туда его тянет. Где бы он ни бывал, когда бы он ни бывал.
The rugged hills of Dagestan gave rise to the UFC lightweight champion. And for Khabib Nurmagomedov, it's clear why the largest nation on the planet is developing elite talent.
In Russia, we have a lot of sports, like if you talk about wrestling, like boxing, judo, grappling, wushu, sanda, muay thai, everything is one of the best schools in the world. When everything is together, we call this MMA. We already have top 15 in featherweight, Zabit, Magomed Sharipov. We have UFC heavyweight contender, Alexander Volkov. Top 15 in lightweight, Islam Makhachev. We have Russian champion, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov is leading the charge for Russian MMA and has become a superstar in the process. The once quiet expanse of his homeland has become a distraction that he must escape. Fight camps now take place in San Jose, California, where a familiar mountainous backdrop offers interruption-free training. And the new breed of Russian prospects are joining in the pursuit of greatness.
A lot of young generation, they follow me. They wanna become UFC star. Now everybody have chance. I training like these guys in Dagestan, in mountain, and I become UFC champion. Why they cannot? Maybe 2019 or 2020, it's gonna be a couple UFC champions. I believe this.
The Russian people, they were chased from their land to the edge of cliffs. My family, my bloodline, the McGregor clan, we stood and we fought the English Empire.
Okay, why you guys change your language? You guys have your own language. What's wrong with you?
Milan, problem that more English here, man. Rah!
Just listen to the soundtrack of this Dublin crowd.
The Irish bloodline rings true to this day.
Brandau looks hurt. This could be the end.
Wow! The crowd go absolutely wild.
There's not a man alive that can come on this soil and beat me.
And Conor McGregor shared incredible success with his nation's people.
I wanted to come over here and show the American public the new era of the fighting Irish. And I brought my whole country with me. If one of us go to war, we all go to war.
From the interim title.
Oh, big shots by McGregor. Oh, he's hurt.
To the undisputed featherweight championship.
Oh my God!
Ireland, baby, we did it! Yeah!
And even during campaigns of 170 pounds,
oh, we tagged him.
The Irish tricolor cascaded arenas.
The notorious!
Wow!
Conor,
this crowd is on
McGregor!
Its feet.
But none were more faithful than his longtime head coach, John Kavanaugh. and main training partner, Artem Lobov. They prepared McGregor for all of his fights.
All right, let's go.
Even when the featherweight champion set new goals for a campaign at 155 pounds.
I think it's just right. You know, I think 45 is a bit light. I think 70 was a bit heavy, and I think 55 is just right. His fight before going into the UFC was at 55, and I really liked him at that weight.
Conor McGregor knows he's going to the top. He doesn't think or hope. He knows.
McGregor's time representing his country on the European circuit saw him capture featherweight and lightweight championship belts. So he planned to replicate that success in the UFC. His lightweight debut with a promotion was the championship bout in New York City.
The UFC lightweight champion, Eddie Alvarez, about to face the UFC featherweight champion, Conor McGregor, in the most high-profile card in the history of the sport, in the most iconic arena in the history of combat sports.
McGregor's entry to the division made him a target for all 155-pounders. And the undefeated Khabib Nurmagomedov in attendance put the title challenger on notice.
So many factors in Conor McGregor's rise to fame. But all that would be nonsense if he could knock people dead with one shot. Question is, will it have the same effect that it had on the featherweights?
I've spent a lot of time, Joe.
He got tagged, he's hurt.
Slaying everybody in the company. Backstage, I'm starting fights off everybody.
Alvarez swinging hard, he got tagged, he got hurt.
I've ridiculed.
Man, accuracy of that left hand.
Everyone on the roster.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize.
Oh, man. Oh, he's done. That's it.
To absolutely nobody, the double champ does what the f*** he wants.
History-making performance by Conor McGregor. Didn't just do it, did it flawlessly.
See that belt you have on your lap there? The one that you're proudly representing?
Okay, this
when I won that belt, I sparked the guy inside two rounds, dominate him, dropped him three times in the fourth round.
I don't think
Madison Square Garden.
What are you talking about? You tap three, four times. You tap four
times.
So
what? I'll tap your head off the canvas, kid.
You tap like chicken four times.
I'll tap your head off the canvas.
McGregor's devastating knockout ability, which earned him the belt, is an obstacle few have conquered. Many believe it will take a stout grappler to bring down the talented Irishman. And AKA, the training center for Nurmagomedov, is a grappling factory. Its notable fighters include UFC heavyweight and light heavyweight champion Daniel Cormier, as well as former title holders Luke Rockhold and Cain Velasquez. Rounded out with Sambo champions from Dagestan, and it becomes clear why Nurmagomedov never stops improving.
McGregor, if he hasn't fought a guy like this, like Khabib, the type of pressure that he possesses, non-stop movement, it's very difficult to deal with. Once he gets what he wants, it's very hard to take that away.
Khabib Nurmagomedov mauls people. And when he gets a hold of people, it almost seems like they're shocked at how strong he is.
With striking, Conor did a very good job.
I think it's imperative that Michael Johnson keep this fight on the feet, maintain his distance.
Yeah, long reach, good boxing game.
It's almost like he's a couple of weight classes bigger than them, but it's not a size thing. It's a technique and a grappling strength thing.
But he never fight with someone who have so much pressure, so much dominate with his opponent.
He does this, everybody he gets his hands on.
I have to go forward all the time. This is my style.
And there's the shot.
And I want to give him this feel.
Massive pressure. This should be it. Michael should tap or he's going to break his arm.
This is true. This is not trash talking. Irish, only 6 million. Russian, 150 million. I want to fight with your chicken because this is number one easy fight in lightweight division. He's done. That's it.
Conor McGregor achieved what no fighter before ever had.
History-making performance by Conor McGregor.
With his lifelong dream now conquered.
Oh, that looks good. Oh.
He simultaneously reigned over two divisions in the UFC. And the world anxiously awaited for the double champ to announce what was next.
You have made history. You're the featherweight champ. You're the lightweight champ. Where do we go from here?
Look, I'm about to be a daddy, so I need to take myself away from this bubble for half a second and just regroup.
For a 28-year-old on top of the game with all the belts, all the money, all the numbers, I'm not in no hurry no more. I'm just going to go chill for a bit, enjoy these two belts, have a couple of drinks with me fans, and that's it. We'll see you when I see you. Thanks so much.
It was immediately clear that McGregor would proceed on his own terms, and the king of combat sports was ready to cash in.
McGregor and Floyd Mayweather is going to happen.
Conor wanted this fight, and Floyd wanted this fight, and I didn't believe this fight could be made, and here we are.
He's one of the greatest tacticians of any era at 49-0.
I don't give a f*** about his record. A fight's a fight. I stay ready to fight. I'm ready to fight now.
You should have all kept your mouth shut. You should have left me over on that other game that I'm from, that Mo Lucas game where we bounce heads off the canvas and drilled them into the floor.
It's the fight that everybody wanted. We're delivering it.
You got UFC, you got boxing, you got Floyd, you got Conor. It's going to make a lot of money for people.
It was an honor for me to come over here in the boxing side and showcase my skill. We'll see what's next. I can't tell you exactly what's next, but no, something will be next.
Khabib, Floyd Mayweather issued a warning to you saying that Conor doesn't fear anyone. What do you say to Floyd Mayweather?
I am the Floyd Mayweather in MMA.
Shut your mouth, mate. You come for money, I come for legacy. Should After this fight, you're gonna go back to box.
McGregor's hiatus from MMA would continue well beyond his boxing endeavor, but he would maintain his position as reigning UFC lightweight champion.
How you never lost your belt if you, like, never defend your belt? Someone have to fight for lightweight belt, you know? UFC have to move, lightweight division have to move.
A lot of changing levels, a lot of changing levels. Continue doing that. Nice.
You know, the fight with Khabib and Conor, I didn't really think much about it until, you know, Conor became a lightweight and then he became the champion.
Don't sit still when you punch, always on the movement.
Then he became non-existent.
Yes.
A lot of guys will see, like, when they become UFC champion, they a little bit change because with the gold come money, come attention, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff.
If you're Conor McGregor, do you go back into the octagon and fight again, or do you try to parlay this
into something else? I never thought he was coming back.
Conor, plenty of other opportunities. He's got his hand in some whiskey thing. He's got sponsorships and endorsements. He's just got a lot of things going on.
What's the latest with Conor? When's he saying he's coming back?
Man, with that kind of money, Conor might never come back.
He's a boxing guy. He's
a boxing guy now?
It is. He's good to stay in boxing.
He says he's going to come back.
But when?
This is where I want to be. When you come back, I don't know. This is all I need. But you have to keep winning. When you keep winning, you can build everything.
This is what I've been fighting for.
This to me is the waiting in the wings to see what happens with Conor McGregor.
Khabib, you ready? Let's get up.
pressure is relentless.
And the output and the pace is just absurd.
Oh, big shots by Khabib.
Nurmagomedov stayed the course.
And Khabib right back on him.
Undeterred by doubt and steadfast in his lifelong pursuit.
Ground and pound, nasty punches from the top by Khabib. Oh!
Beginning of my professional career when I have 6, 7, 10 fights, and I think, okay, I can wrestling, I can grappling, I can striking. Why I cannot follow my dream? I'm gonna follow my dream.
Oh, he's getting mauled. Barbosa's face says it all. He's just overwhelmed here.
What I have more than everybody, believe myself, believe God. God gonna give me if I'm gonna work hard.
This is all I need.
Marked the first year of his UFC career, that Conor McGregor did not appear inside the octagon. And by the following spring, with his return date still unknown, the division's interim champion, Tony Ferguson, would meet Khabib Nurmagomedov to determine the new owner of McGregor's undisputed championship belt.
Woo! Here we go!
The fight was set for April 7th in Brooklyn, New York. But before the UFC could even touch down in the Empire State, the company's most chaotic fight week in history encountered the first of many hurdles.
Unfortunately, this is not an April Fool's joke. Tony Ferguson has pulled out of the fight. He's injured. He hurt his knee.
But the beautiful thing about this sport, the stud 145-pound champion Max Holloway is going to step up and face Khabib this Saturday in Brooklyn, New York, and it is for the official 155-pound title.
McGregor's presence loomed large over an event defined by the stripping of his belt.
Yeah, were there any of the names bounced around? Eddie Alvarez, any other guys?
I say first option, bring Conor. Okay, Tony pull out. Who's champion here? They call him champion, bring this guy.
To the best of your knowledge, they never called Conor?
No, they call. They call him?
Not ready.
He have bad connect.
He might have been driving through a tunnel, yeah. Dana was asking.
If you're champion, defend your belt. All these guys, when I'm ready, never talk. When I have injured something like this before, they talk too much. Now I'm here. Where are you guys? Only Max Holloway show up. He call himself his champion, his king, Burger King. In jungle, only one king. I'm gonna take this belt. I'm gonna show my numbers. Hey, 26-0, undisputed and undefeated champion.
Also scheduled to compete on the card was McGregor's fiercely loyal teammate, Artem Lobov, who spent the previous year reminding Nurmagomedov who the real king was at 155 pounds.
Khabib до него, как до Китая. Вы хоть раз видели, чтобы Конор снимался с боя? Ну, один чемпион и выйдет несмотря ни на что. А другой сык будет сниматься каждый раз.
With Lobov's presence in New York, the next wrinkle in the saga of UFC 223 was bound to unfold.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Not bad.
What are you guys doing to Artem?
So the winner would seem to line up for a fight with Conor McGregor later this year. Have you had any initial discussions with him? Is he interested in fighting the winner of this fight?
Conor's coming back this year 100%. He will fight this year, and we'll see how this thing plays out, and we'll go from there.
You said Conor McGregor isn't going to be here on Saturday.
As far as I know, he's not.
Have you told him not to be here, or have you just heard
it? This is obviously a fight that is very important to him and his future. It'd be awesome if Conor was here.
Thank you.
Through our window of our bus.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Is everybody else okay?
Anybody else hurt?
Okay? Yeah, I'm good.
Carolina. Okay.
He knows, brother. Right now, of course, we cannot fight.
Ты 40 человек за собрал меня напугать решил что ли жесть? Козел жесть. Если ты был бы мужчиной, ты мне отправил бы смс-ку. Клянусь Аллахом, бой не бой, я пришел бы туда, там, где ты сказал бы. Любое место. Чё, в Бруклине мало места, где мы могли бы встретиться?
Do me a favor. Smash it.
This guy is going rogue.
He's going way too far. He's injuring other fighters. Rear the fight's canceled due to the McGregor bus incident.
This has never happened. Obviously, everybody's shaken up. I gotta regroup and get through this fight on Saturday. There is a warrant out for Conor McGregor's arrest.
We heard Artem might have been in that group of people. Do you know if Artem was
Artem
there?
Artem was. Artem's off the card. Artem's not fighting.
Artem, I give you slap. What happened now? For you? This one for Conor, like this.
And on top of that, even more drama for UFC 223. Max Holloway, he was declared medically ineligible.
In the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the show must always go on.
The New Yorker, Ally Aquinta, stepping up here on short notice with an opportunity to change his life forever.
A replacement was found for Nurmagomedov, and he dominated all the same.
Let's go, fight!
Too easy.
Beasted him down right away. Al's back up to his feet, though. The question is for how long? That long. He's getting mauled like everybody else before him. It's a terrifying thing, too. How much would you love to be a fly on the wall watching Conor McGregor watch this right now?
Flying knee lands. Domination as usual.
Conor McGregor's UFC lightweight championship belt was now around the waist of his nemesis.
Aquinta is real gangster. He come here. Where's Conor? He wanna fight with Bass. I wanna fight with real gangster.
UFC 223 Fight Week was a whirlwind of unscripted drama. From bout cancellations...
Tony Ferguson has pulled out of the fight. He's injured. He hurt his knee.
...to heated rivalries between Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Go bring Conor. Okay, Tony, pull out. Who's champion here? They call him champion. Bring this guy.
...and Conor McGregor's entourage. ...which boiled over in a shocking act of retribution.
He obviously had something in mind before he gets to New York.
He didn't come to New York to do anything with me. He jumped on a plane with all those guys for Khabib.
Did you not see me right in front of you outside the bus? I showed you my hands, no weapons. You talked a big game, now I'm here. He done nothing and caused what happened to happen. Here's my location, you little fool, right in front of you. Do something about it. Do something about it! Yeah, you'll do nothing!
defending your friend, that was fantastic. Great, you're loyal. But there's such a thing as a little too far. And in this situation, Connor just went a little too far.
Connor talk about, like, they all go to war. Okay. If you see, like, hey, your friend talk and other guy come say, hey, why you talk? He say, no, no, I don't talk. You have to ask your friend, hey, why are you scared? Why you don't fight with this guy? You have to defend yourself.
No rush, okay? You know, he's very difficult, so you gotta set it up.
This is show this team weakness.
McGregor's retaliation in defense of his teammate was one of numerous indiscretions following his massive payday from the boxing match with Floyd Mayweather.
But it feels like it's been one thing after the other. He attacked people inside the cage at an MMA event recently. He pissed off a judge during a speeding ticket. There were reports that he got in a bar fight and he's like on a bad list with the Irish Mafia.
It appeared that money and fame.
You want to plead guilty of those charges, Mr. McGregor?
We're getting the best of Conor McGregor. But while his future laid in the hands of New York State courts, the notorious one continued training.
It depends what the fighter's motivations are. And if the motivation is fame, money, and belts, when those are achieved, you're probably going to see them drift away. You know, Conor has money now, and people, oh, well, he's going to get distracted by that. It probably would if money, fame, or a belt was the goal. It's actually not.
Try the shot and then just grab the right hand.
The goal is to become the best fighter you can possibly be. And that's what we've all been doing for a decade.
I really, really, really enjoy what I do. I enjoy training to learn. And I enjoy fighting to win. And that's it. I come in here and this is home for me. And everyone in this gym I've been with a long time.
For us, nothing has changed, you know. We're still the same fighters. We still do it because we love it. And we all know that Conor is a winner. So no matter what was going to happen, he was ready for anything.
Months passed, and McGregor would temporarily settle his legal troubles.
I just want to say I'm thankful to the DA and the judge for allowing me to move forward. I want to say to my friends, my family, my fans, thank you for the support. Thank you.
And I'm gone.
Which only added to the speculation surrounding his return to MMA. Nurmagomedov was ready to move on.
And I'm leaving you.
I don't think about him. What he do, what he have to do. I focus my career, you know.
There you go. Keep going. Keep putting pressure.
And I'm going.
I fight for the title. I take my belt. Now I'm going to defend my belt. Let me know who's my opponent. Doesn't matter. Give me someone.
But just as all hope seemed to be lost.
Do you think he'll fight in 2018?
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
Rumblings of a mega fight began to resurface.
The double champ does want to fight again. Dana White has made the point numerous times in the past that Conor was always the guy that would fight anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks for the support.
I am optimistic that we are going to see Conor McGregor this year.
Okay, let's get the woo, baby. Oh, yeah.
The UFC has a great fight for him. Habib Nurmagomedov.
They're looking for a date. The UFC are looking for a date. I think it'll be the biggest combat sports fight in history. I thoroughly believe that.
The fight is done. October, Las Vegas. It's on, ladies and gentlemen.
You think that'll be the biggest pay-per-view ever?
It's going to be so big.
It seems like the whole world is abuzz about this news.
We got that date marked on our calendar, don't we? Conor and Khabib.
This is one of those fights where it could go either way.
We are ready for war. We are ready for all outcomes, all situations, all scenarios.
After 6 October, it's going to be done, everything. I give everybody answer. I give his team answer. I give for everybody answer 6 October. Let's do this.
The return of former featherweight and lightweight champion Conor McGregor is imminent. with contracts signed and the date set for October 6th in Las Vegas. No speculation surrounding UFC 229 remains. As the unbeaten lightweight king, Khabib Nurmagomedov, prepares to take on his most hated rival, the magnitude of history's biggest pay-per-view emanates the training room with each passing day.
I feel pressure a little bit. I think everybody feels pressure. Of course, everybody have something like weakness in your mental. Everybody have this. But in my mental, I am unbreakable. I'm gonna catch this guy, make him tired, give him a couple slap, talk with him. Don't quit. Let's go, keep moving. Talk with his corner. Sometimes talk with Dana. If Mike Tyson come there, talk with Mike Tyson. When I go to the cage, I always enjoy. I really don't like this guy. And if you think about my wrestling, my ground game, my conditioning, my pressure, like everything, you don't have chance. I had to finish this business.
Rarely do fighters return from multiple year layoffs to a UFC championship fight. But Conor McGregor exists in rarefied air.
All right, let's go.
And he's quick to remind the masses.
Nice.
Of exactly nice. What got him there.
I fight 4 or 5 times a year.
Yes.
All challenges, all opponents, take risks. Climb them ranks, make that noise.
Work your way in. Yeah.
These people are not on my level. I'm still saying it today. Only everyone else is saying it now, too.
Well done, guys. Good job.
Khabib Nurmagomedov is the one. He has been unrivaled inside the octagon. I mean, he's just an unprecedented phenom of a talent. We're talking maulings and massacres.
For UFC lightweight champion Khabib Nurmagomedov.
And after a performance like this, how can you deny this man?
And the notorious Conor McGregor. The stars have aligned for a headlining attraction so splendid, the MMA world will stand still.
Make no mistake about it, Conor McGregor is for real.
As two rivals representing their teams and their nations go toe-to-toe in the prime of their careers.
Conor McGregor has defended his title in 500-plus days, and Khabib Nurmagomedov, his time is now.
He is obsessed with his craft. The combination of physicality and technique, it's like nothing we've ever seen.
Official prediction on the fight?
Domination, his head bouncing off the canvas. All his pony talk is going to be on blast October 6th.
Be quiet, calm, make great, and fight. We have to finish this. We have to finish the 6th of October. Yeah!
Mortal enemies collide at UFC 229. And only one will leave.
Yeah, we will see.
Champion of the world.